This week on Prepping 2.0.
There's so much
to learn.
When disaster strikes, will you be prepared? This is Prepping 2.0 with authors and prepping experts, Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Online at prepping2-0.com.
Get ready. Prepping 2.0 coming in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome, everyone. This is Shelby Gallagher over here at Prepping 2.0, joined by my co-host on the show and co-host in life, Glenn Tate.
People are always asking us, what are some good other prepping shows? In today's episode, we give you part two of our two-part series on this question and let you know about some shows you'll want to listen to or watch. And as always, remember, the only thing harder than planning for a disaster is explaining why you didn't.
Here's something that all of us should really check out as we get ready to go into our garden growing and food growing season. Check out Survival Garden Seeds. You can find them over at our website, of course, prepping2-0.com under Friends and Affiliates. You will see there a coupon code for Survival Garden Seeds. If you missed last week's show, please go back and listen to it. And we talked to Dr. Patrick Jones about medicinal seeds, medicinal herbs, medicinal weeds. Here's what's really cool that Survival Garden Seeds has right now.
This is cool.
This is amazing. The ultimate medicinal package. It's like 36 seeds, and a lot of them are these kind of weeds that normally grow as weeds, and now you can buy them in seed form and be very intentional about where you plant them instead of just letting them pop up in the middle of nowhere where you may not want them. And then you've got a seed store of them. You've got a package of medicine. So I encourage you to go check them out. Use our coupon code on that pack and just get all your garden seeds there. It's good stuff.
Top 100 items that disappear first from a list created by Bosnia survivors, available on our website, prepping2-0.com, under the appropriately entitled button. Top 100 list of things. This week, number 53, duct tape. Don't be dumb like I was most of my life. When I thought it was duck, like quack, quack tape. And I would say it and people would laugh at me and I didn't know why, but I was so used to people laughing at me that it just didn't even register.
Well, it's one of those things you can run the two words together and go duct tape.
Mm-hmm.
And right.
But you should say stuff correctly, like a carbonated beverage is a pop, not a soda.
It's a soft drink.
Anyway, so duct tape has a million uses. Shelby and I watch a lot of real live crime shows, and apparently most murders involve duct tape. We're not suggesting anybody murder anybody because that's against the law and uncool, but it has a million uses, and you're not going to have your usual tools and items to do routine things, and so you're going to need a lot of duct tape. It will be a magnificent barter item. Well, here's what you missed from a recent after show if you're not a Patreon.
It's just an amazing plant. The roots are medicine. It's a biennial, so you want to harvest the root either at the end of the first year or in the spring before it shoots up to flower the second year. But it's a really common plant. If you Google it and look at it, you say, oh, holy cow, that's growing in every ditch bank in the United States. You know, it's a really common plant.
Aren't you just a little curious on what the funny quote page segment is? Patreons get to hear it. Just $2 a month. Go to prepping2-0.com and click on the Patreon button to join, or just get on the Googles and search for Prepping 2.0 and Patreon. Announcement time. Food Preps 2.0 are amazing. Just got to be honest with you. Our amazing book that took us 3 years to write on food preps, hence the name, is flying off the shelves. The website to get yours, it'll direct to Amazon, is foodpreps2-0.com. If you have not just looked at it and the table of contents are available for free and the resources are available for free, please do so. You're going to be doing yourself a huge favor. If you're trying to tackle food preps for the first time, it's going to be invaluable. If you've already started prepping with food, it's going to really up your game and take you to the next level, the 2.0 level.
So one of the things we say several times throughout that book is YouTube is your friend. Mm-hmm. So you're going to find out how YouTube has been our friend in many
when
of our
you see the resource list. Exactly. Well, you like to learn stuff and be entertained. That's why you're listening to Prepping 2.0. You probably would like to know about similar shows. Today, we discuss our favorites. Shelby, true or false? No particular order, just stuff we wrote down on a Post-it.
True.
No. True. Okay, take it away.
The one that I have at the top of my list, again, this is just a continuation of our part one. Please be sure to go back and listen to part one that we did two shows.
2 weeks ago.
Yep. So Dr. Josh Axe, and he spells his last name A-X-E. He also has a really good website. I got to know him on his website more than I did his YouTube channel, because his website has become a huge resource to me on alternative medications, alternative resources for things like the flu.
That one flu that came from that one country.
That we shan't talk about because people get all poopy about it. But he has several great blog posts as well as videos on YouTube talking about all those alternative medications and where the goodness of them comes from. So we did a show recently on mushrooms. Lots of great resources over there on the different mushrooms and telling you what they're good for. Much of the information from that show I got from him. Same for a lot of the herbal things and plant-based sorts of medicinal herbs that I've talked about. And this is from a man who's a doctor. So he does that great combination that we talked about last week with Dr. Patrick Jones, that combination of Western medicine with herbal medicine. And he's legit. He's got good stuff out there. So I recommend his YouTube channel.
There you go. I am going to recommend Forrest Garvin's Prepping Academy. Now, this is a great podcast. It isn't regularly produced. Forrest, by the way, is the hardest working man in the preparedness industry. I kid you not. I get texts from him at 2 a.m. that I sleep right through, to be very honest. Sorry, Forrest. I love you, man. But he is doing so much for this movement, I'll call it, this industry. I hate the word industry because it makes it sound like, you know, pharmaceuticals or something like that. But Prepping Academy is his. It's well done. Even though he doesn't put one out every week, you can go back and listen to the older ones. And you might want to put that on your list. I'm going to go ahead and do a second one now, taking it out of turn. The Prepared Mind is put out by John. It's very good. He's a very entertaining guy. He's been a guest on the show, Shelby.
Yes, he has.
So the other one I would suggest, and it's a YouTube channel, is The Prepared Mind.
I want to give an awesome shout out to our great sponsors. You can find all of them over at prepping2-0.com. Many of them have awesome coupon codes you'll find there as well. Click on Friends and Affiliates and you'll find their Pro One water filters. KD Armor stands for Come and Take It Armor. Armor for the everyday man. Backwoods Home Magazine. Many of the people we're talking about today have been featured in Backwoods Home Magazine. EMP Shield. Paul Burke, Idaho Realtor, as well as Gibbs Arms. And of course, our great producer providing a great podcast service at Podcast Access.
Yeah. And if you would like to do a podcast, because quite honestly, if Shelby and I can pull this off, then anybody can. Well, we can pull it off with Andy's help.
Right.
Andy can take normal conversation and make it amazing. And you've listened to it. You have to admit, dear listener, please admit that we have the best produced prepping show on the planet. And it's just because we were smart enough to hire Andy.
Absolutely.
Not because of anything we do. Well, back to the list of shows we like. I like The Modern Survivalist. You know, the name of it says it all, and YouTube channel. So consider The Modern Survivalist. Shelby, what's one that you have?
Another one, and she's in the Pacific Northwest. I believe she's in Washington State. Melissa.
So sorry to hear that.
I know. I wish she wasn't. Mm-hmm. Melissa Norris. If you just look up Melissa Norris, Modern Homesteading on YouTube, she has a great homesteading as well. She has a new book out on growing your own food and stockpiling your own. I mean, she's had a show on how to grow your own food and create your own food stores for a year. She lays it out, how to do all of those things.
I mean, have a stockpile of food that lasts a year. She hasn't been on YouTube for a year.
No, to stockpile enough food to put away for your family that will last you a year.
Yes.
That's something we talk about, getting your food stores together. She talks about fermenting, medicinal herbs, cattle. I mean, just good nutrition, health updates, just amazing. All-inclusive, all-in-one stop for everything homesteading and prepping.
Here's from the other category, so it isn't fitting into the other ones that I have, which are prepping, guns, and radios, is S2 Underground. S2 is the military acronym or slang or whatever for the intelligence guys. And these are apparently former intel guys. They could be current ones, but that would be kind of dangerous for them. And they have a YouTube channel that is sporadic in how often things come out. These guys will take an issue and they absolutely are amazing. I have friends that do cool stuff that tell me that they watch S2 and that it is the best thing out there. So it's more aimed at intelligence and world affairs and threats and things like that. It's not for everybody. It's not kind of a general audience thing. But if you want to keep up on stuff and you want to learn, because that's why you're listening to this show, you want to learn stuff. You're a lifelong learner. And so I would highly commend to you S2 Underground.
So another show that I listen to, and you might see a very mini theme here with Shelby, is...
Weeds?
Not weeds.
Mushrooms?
Horses. I said it was mini because it's a very small part of what takes up, you know, real estate
Your
in my
mind.
Brain.
Yeah.
So we're going to jump across the pond.
Mm.
There's a British guy out there, and he runs a channel called Steve Young Horsemanship, and he works... and does very long shows, like 1 to 2 hours. So I don't watch him a whole lot. 1 to 2 hour long shows on how he really kind of does the horse whisperer thing and calms down horses that are just out of control and dangerous. Not that I ever want to own a horse like that, but watching his methods and how he communicates and works with horses is just really interesting. And every now and then he comes to the United States and works with horses here. He's very huge and just the general horse world, and has been a lifelong horseman, and he's sought after. But it's really interesting to watch him work with troubled horses, those that are, people are ready to give up on. He's kind of, you know, the Caesar Milan of the horse world. So it's really interesting. If you just want to watch somebody work with a really out of control animal, he's really good at it.
One question about Steve Young.
Yes. Not the football player.
No. How are his teeth? Because if he's from Britain, his dental work is probably awful.
I don't pay attention, to be honest.
Really?
I don't.
A guy from England and you're not zeroing in on his teeth?
Oh, stop.
Come on.
Good guy, though.
What's wrong with you?
If you like watching good horse stuff, he's a good guy. Okay. And there'll be more. You might hear more of these that I watched.
Okay, going back to my list of prepping shows, this is a show by another former guest on our show, Viking Preparedness. This is a great show. This guy's a former Green Beret, but he doesn't like wear it on his sleeve like, hey, I had oatmeal for breakfast, and I'm a former Green Beret, so if you want to be cool like me, you should have oatmeal for breakfast, too. He doesn't do that kind of stuff. Solid prepping tips, although a large portion of what he does is more motivational. And he has a phrase that I have undertaken, and that is do the things. And it means get stuff done.
There are
things you need to do to be prepared, and you need to do the things. You can't just... You know, ironically, we're talking about shows that we listen to or watch. You can't just watch YouTube channels that tell you, here are the 12 things you need to do. And maybe you're super, you know, diligent and you write down the 12 things and put it on a post-it note and then you don't do them. You're not doing yourself or your family or your neighbors or your local community or your nation any good just having a list of things. You need to do the things. He was a magnificent guest, and I have his cell phone number, and on rare occasions, because I don't want to bug him, I will ask him stuff, and he's very generous with his time. And his cell phone number is, just kidding. I'm not going to give it out. He would probably get mad if I did that. So look into Viking Preparedness. I think you will like what you see. We're giving you tons and tons of things to look into. So this should be a smorgasbord. And like all good smorgasbords, you can pick out what you want to put on your plate.
The next one on my list, and we just had him as a guest last week when Glenn couldn't join us, was Homegrown Herbalist. You can find him on YouTube. That's Dr. Patrick Jones, his YouTube channel. Great stuff over there. It's funny because he said his number one herb, he has a video over there, is cayenne pepper. We didn't even talk about that on the show last week. He has a little video on how to make tinctures. We didn't get into that last week. So if he really piqued your interest on the show, take a moment and go check it out. And you can get some more of his just charming and whimsical humor, as well as some really, really good herbal medicine lessons.
Yeah, let's talk about humor for a moment because I'm a big fan. Humor makes learning a lot better. I mean, humor makes everything better, except like, you know, somebody saying, I'm sorry, you know, your dog is dying of whatever. I mean, that's not a real time to do humor. But other than that, it really goes a long way. And I listened to that episode and it was funny. And so we try to do that on this show. We try to have fun. Like in the after show, we're going to do our quote page thing, which just to tease it for those of you who are not Patreons, these are quotes that she and I have written down that we've actually said to each other. And without the context, they seem really weird. So what we do is we give you the quote and then you in your mind get a guess what the context is, and then we tell you the context. Sometimes the context is even funnier than the mm-hmm. quote. So yeah, we're big fans of humor. I just wanted to give a plug for humor in here.
Okay. Is it my turn or your turn?
It is my turn.
Go for it.
Guns. I love guns. Guns are cool. Guns are amazing and fascinating. There's so much to learn, and it's something that can come in really handy when you know stuff. Like, you know that you can't put 357 cartridges in a 38 special, stuff like that. That could come in handy to know. So a great, very popular YouTube channel is called Hickok 45. And this guy, I have no idea why his show is so successful, except I can't stop watching it. He's just a guy. He's an older guy. He's in Tennessee, and he has this shooting range on his property, and he just takes a gun and he goes and he shoots it, and he talks for like 45 minutes. That's not why it's Hickok 45. I think it's because he's a fan of 1911s. Not everyone's perfect. So sometimes 1911 fans do good things. I mean, you know, stop clock is right twice a day. Okay, Patreons, go ahead and put in comments about why does Glenn hate 1911s? Low magazine capacity, single action. Anyway, but if you're a big, you know, 1911 fan, don't hate me. But anyway, he just tells you stuff about guns as he's shooting them. He's an amazing shot, by the way. He almost never misses. He's got 100-yard steel targets, and you can hear the ding. I learn so much about guns, and it's particularly good if you're thinking about getting a particular kind of gun, or perhaps getting a gun in a particular caliber. He really lays it out for you, and it's not some sort of PowerPoint, you know, here are the dimensions and the specifications. It's extremely conversational. He has typically a million downloads per show, which is amazing. By the way, I think I forgot to mention this in the announcements, but it is true. We are coming very close to 3 million downloads for this show.
Isn't that amazing?
I know. It is so cool. And it's because of you guys.
You guys are
the best. And to tickle 3 million ears, well, 6 million ears, because most people have 2 ears except for Van Gogh. He only had 1 ear.
Well, that was by his own choice.
Right. But yeah, so 2,999,999 ears.
Okay, so can I have a turn now?
Yes.
All right, so my next one, if we're going to go on the humor rabbit trail, this one is just funny. It's called Useless Farm. This gal, she's in Canada, or Kanata, as we say mm-hmm. sometimes. She has a little farm, and she's just making money off of TikTok and YouTube and all of that. She has useless animals. She has, like, llamas, a couple of emus, ducks. These are all animals that don't do anything for a farm. And what makes her so funny is one of her emus is named Karen. And Karen...
It is funny.
It is funny. Is vicious.
Mm-hmm.
Like she has...
Like most Karens, not people named
right.
Karens, but people
this
who
emu is,
are suburban, uptight women.
Has put this young gal in the hospital, like, because emus are big, powerful birds. Knocked her over. I think there was, might have been, there's been stitches. I know that. Anyway, she does, you know, kind of commentary with these animals that are just completely useless, and does kind of the office kind of spin off. All right, HR, we're going to have a little meeting here. The animals come together. She also has a rooster that really does belong in a pot because he's so vicious. Truly a useless farm. If you just want to laugh and look at this woman dealing with these just vicious, stupid animals, it's pretty funny.
And I have to second that motion and say it is funny, because Shelby was like, hey, this is this really funny YouTube channel. It's this woman who has useless animals, and it's really funny. And I thought to myself, it's probably not that funny, because how could useless animals be funny? Well, she makes them funny.
Right. Oh, yeah. And just her commentary on, oh, look, here comes Karen, and she's pissed off again. Yeah, here we go. It's like this big pterodactyl that's just mean.
We have taken a little bit off of her page, and we have a Facebook page called The Useless Animals of the Tate Gallagher Household. And we have pictures of our completely obese cats and our somewhat developmentally challenged dog.
She's become sweet, though.
She has.
Right. By the way, I took another picture of the fat cat this morning that's going to go up today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because she's just a piece of work.
Yeah.
She's
so,
just fat.
Yeah, if you love to laugh at useless animals, you can go for that. Yep. Another gun channel that is very, very informative. Kind of a dumb channel name, Iraq Veteran 8888.
I need to write that down.
I know, okay. Iraq Veteran 8888. This guy is an armorer, and I believe he has a gun store. He knows everything about every kind of gun, and it's really conversational. He has a sidekick who he works with, whose name eludes me. and they will take a gun and just talk about it, and you learn so much. And he's not afraid to say, I think this caliber is hyped up or is overblown, and he'll go out and he'll shoot him too. It's mainly sitting and talking about stuff thing. And he's done some really good series on things like 22 caliber cartridges and the similarities and the differences. And if you want to really understand firearms and be entertained at the same time, I would recommend Iraq Veteran 8888. And he doesn't like 1911s either, so he's cool.
I have so many to choose from. I'm trying to like mix it up as we go along. So back in the day when I was ever so slightly looking into the idea of doing honeybees, I'm not because we have too many predators around. There is a great channel out there called The Honeystead, and it's this young family in the Midwest. They have an apiary of honeybees, but they also run a homestead. She's actually where I got my fire cider recipe from. They run an herbal shop as well as herbal classes, and she puts so much of it online. So it's not just honey. I just want to put it out there, especially if you're like me, where it's like, yeah, the honeybees thing isn't my jam.
Yeah, you're funny.
So, but she does a lot of, again, the herbal medicine, the gardening, the homesteading, fill in the blank, really informative videos over there. So
not just honey.
Not just honey.
Because quite honestly, a YouTube channel devoted to nothing but honey, that's kind of interesting. But we always talk about this. You have to cover so many topics as a prepper. You have to know at least a little bit about all kinds of different stuff. And you can't just focus on that one thing that really intrigues you. You should, you know, spend time with it. You should do what's interesting and have a good life, but you can't just, and I'm going to tell the story about the guy I know who said, oh, I'm set in a collapse because I got a bunch of honey, so I'll just trade it for everything I need. And I either said to him or thought, one of the two, I can't remember, you're going to be providing honey for the sandwiches of a motorcycle gang. Because they'll just take it from you because you're not doing guns.
From this channel and several others that I watch that are homesteading and prepping, she probably started out doing everything honey, and then you kind of run out of things to talk about and you have to spread out. So I think that's a really good example. There's a few like that where they'll have a focus on honey, but then they, oh, we need to start talking about the animals in the garden and the everything else. So,
and in fairness to honey channels, there is crossover. There's cross-pollination. I mean, you know, plant health is related to honeybee stuff because everything's interrelated. So there's that.
Again, we're not trying to disparage anybody who does bees. That's just not in our bandwidth to do that. I'm very pro honeybees and pollination. So let me just put it out there. I'm ready to attract the mason bees. Mm-hmm. Look up mason bees and see what they can do to your pollinating in your area, as well as your fruit trees and all of the pollination. And it doesn't require all the things that honeybees come with.
And correct me if I'm wrong, mason bees do not produce honey.
They don't produce honey. They simply are pollinators.
And that is good that they don't produce honey, because you're saying, well, why would that be good? Because who loves honey? Bears.
And in the area of Montana that we live in, guess what officials out there thought would be a good idea to release more of where we live? Yeah, no thanks. We're not going to put in an attractant for them. We're just not.
So no, it'd be like providing welfare for illegal aliens. It would be a terrible idea.
After the break, we're going to stop before we go on to our next channels. We're going to tell you more of the shows that we like to watch and listen to and be entertained by. Don't go away.
More Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher is coming right up. Hear all our previous shows free online at prepping2-0.com.
Prepping 2.0 is about that next level of prepping. One of the key 2.0 items to have is bulletproof body armor plates. I used to think body armor was too tactical for a regular guy like me, but it isn't. Give yourself, your family, and your team an unfair advantage when bullets are flying. Body armor used to be expensive and hard to get. Not anymore. KD Armor, and that stands for come and take it, makes solid and affordable body armor for normal people. Get body armor while you can. The clowns in Congress are trying to prohibit future sales. KD Armor is the place to get it. CATIArmor.com. Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount when you use the coupon code GRANT.
Are you a prepper or homesteader looking to connect with like-minded people in your area? Looking to start your own preparedness group? Already have a group? Well, look no further than PrepperNet. PrepperNet is dedicated to personal responsibility, individual freedoms, and being self-reliant. PrepperNet has monthly meetings in over 100 cities where you can meet and learn with like-minded people in your area. PrepperNet, where preppers unite. Find us online at PrepperNet.com.
Shelby Gallagher here. We found that you need to layer your food preps.
Yeah, this is Glenn Tate here. A lot of times the hardest part of layering is the long-term foods. We love Numana foods, which have a 25-year shelf life and are non-GMO. Also, organic meals are available.
Numana comes in family-style portions and in bulk. This is not backpacking food. It's family meals that last for at least 25 years, the perfect freeze-dried part of your food layering.
You can get a sample of Numana meals for $19.95 and see for yourself. You will be amazed.
Prepping 2.0 listeners get a 10% discount by entering the code PREP.
Go to Numana.com or click the link on the Prepping 2.0 website.
Give it a try. Numana.com. That is N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com.
Without water, you're done in 3 days. Pro One Water Filters. It's literally a matter of life and wet. Pro One G2.0 all-in-one gravity systems are NSF ANSI 42 component certified.
Not everybody can say that.
No need for additional add-on filters to reduce fluoride. Pro One stainless gravity systems include a stainless steel spigot and a countertop stand for no additional cost. Pro One Water Filter Gravity Systems. Check them out at ProOneUSA.com. That's P-R-O-O-N-E. USA.com. Most tested, most trusted.
In a tactical situation, your AR is your life. Gibbs Arms makes a sweet feature, the only side charger that can use a standard bolt carrier group with no modification. Gibbs makes them in 9mm, 5.56, and 308. In fact, Gibbs Arms has been granted 8 patents for unique innovations. The company started back in 2008 when two Boeing engineers realized no one else made what they wanted. Take a look at their website and see all the ways Gibbs Arms can help you mod your AR. Gibbs with a Z, arms.com. That's GIBBZARMS.com.
When the grid goes down, darkness will descend fast. Used to be there was nothing you could do about an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or CME, coronal mass ejection. Now you can protect your electronics, protect your family, thanks to EMP Shield. EMP Shield invented a simple-to-install device that prevents whatever's connected to it from frying in an EMP or CME, and it costs just a few $100s. EMP Shield has been tested by independent laboratories and passed muster with the government, which has ordered lots of them. Google EMP Shield and see for yourself. And save some money. Get a $50 discount per device. Go to prepping2-0.com. Click on the Friends and Affiliates page, then click on the EMP Shield logo. At checkout, use coupon code prepping2.0. It's all one word. Now, more of Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher.
Thanks for rejoining us, everyone. We're just getting started with our conversation about prepping shows we recommend. For even more, though, stick around for the after show, especially if you're a Patreon supporter. You can do that on our website at prepping2-0.com.
We are huge fans of Numana freeze-dried food. It's bulk freeze-dried food. It's not like little camping meals. And it's candidly a lot better quality than Mountain House. Mountain House is okay for backpacking and stuff. It's got a ton of salt and other stuff, and Numana doesn't. I mean, it's like you want like a family-sized portion of mac and cheese. Pal loves Numana mac and cheese. You got to see the look on his face when he eats it. It's pure bliss. And there's nothing better than Pow being happy. It makes me happy. So Numana food is your bulk. We call it the anchor item in your freeze-dried layer because we believe in layering. If you've listened to the show for any period of time, especially when it comes to food, you need to have all kinds of different sorts of foods preserved different ways because each one has an advantage and a disadvantage. It's kind of like diversifying your portfolio, except it's way less boring and far more tasty. So Numana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A. You can go to our website, prepping2-0.com, click under Friends and Affiliates, and there will be the Numana logo. And we highly recommend you try them out. There's all kinds of different freeze-dried food providers. A lot of them say 2,000 calories a day, and you look and, you know, 500 of those calories are like fruit punch that has sugar in it, and that's like not like mac and cheese. I mean, let's be honest, mac and cheese is going to fill you up and fuel you a lot better than sugared fruit punch. I think everybody knows that.
All right, so it's my turn. So I mentioned a YouTube channel a couple weeks ago that I really like. It's called Roots and Refuge. And I said that she had also like a cooking, how to cook and prepare some of those things. And that page is The Farmer's Table. And so I'm looking at it right now. She's done recent things on how to make farmer's cheese, how to make extracts, how to make, and it's kind of fun. It's those homegrown, homesteading sort of recipes where we're not going to put, you know, pizza pockets in the microwave kind of thing. It's like how to take milk and eggs and things that you've grown and effectively turn them into really amazing meals.
I just thought of something so obvious that I'm going to embarrass myself by coming up with this for the first time on air without a script. And that is, you mentioned extracts and farmer's cheese. Those are a couple things that it would be really hard just to jump into and just start doing. So one of the cool things about all these YouTube channels and podcasts is that you can sample a topic and see if it's for you, see what all is involved. How did I not figure this out earlier?
It's kind of, we're giving you like the YouTube version of our book.
Well, except our book doesn't cover guns.
No, that's true.
It probably should.
That's another book maybe to come out in another day. Is it my turn or your turn, sir?
It is my turn. Awesome. Speaking of guns, here is a really good YouTube channel. Highly recommend Lucky Gunner Ammo. And Lucky Gunner is a distributor of ammunition. They sell ammunition on their website. And the cool thing is these videos, first of all, are very well done. The host is very good at what he does. He's very focused. The production quality is high. He never says and ah and goes off on rabbit trails like we do. Well, mostly me.
Well, that's why we have an awesome producer.
Exactly. He takes all that stuff out. It's so classic because he drills down on a particular caliber of ammunition and will tell you all kinds of stuff you didn't know about it. And he also talks about guns. For example, he did a great piece on shotguns for home defense. And he said the pros and the cons of it. And he said, you know, here are some particular loads that are great for home defense. Obviously buckshot. And he went through the various kinds of buckshot. And there's a lot to it. A lot of differences, a lot of choices you can make. And, you know, rifled slugs and birdshot and all of that other stuff. It's a great treatment of not only calibers, but also different kinds of guns. Plus, when he goes out on the range and shoots, it's very fun to watch. And they're about 20 minutes. And I find myself watching several in a row because it's just so well done. So I'm going to say Lucky Gunner Ammo as a YouTube channel is probably one of the ones that should be higher on your list, because as cool as Hickok 45 and Iraq Veteran 8888 is, and Grand Thumb that we talked about last week, those are sort of go out to the range and they're a little more casual and conversational. Lucky Gunner is a little more structured. So in 20 minutes, Lucky Gunner can get you the amount of information you might get in 45 minutes of, say, Hickok 45. So Lucky Gunner Ammo. And by the way, I don't know anything about their prices or whatever on ammo as far as whether they're a good place to get ammo. But I'm going to say the obligatory thing that I always say, you guys, don't sit there and try to save a fraction of a cent per round and just don't always go with price. I'm a big fan, within reason, of getting ammunition at local gun stores. Now, sometimes it can be a lot more than the internet. I grant you that. So that's why I say within reason. But if it's close, I would always want to get ammunition at a local gun store for one simple reason. They need to stay in business. You need to have a gun store in your town. Maybe you live in a place where there's a million of them. Okay. But out where we live, well, there are a ton of gun stores actually, and taverns and churches. It's very weird. It's kind of a Western thing. So you need to keep your local gun stores in business. And if you try to do all the, you know, saving, you know, 1% on stuff, don't forget the shipping charges. A lot of there's things, AmmoBot and other things that are websites that will tell you where the cheapest per round price of ammunition is. And you can go there and order from wherever. But I don't think off the top of my head that they keep track of shipping charges, because how could they? I mean, you know, shipping a county away is different than shipping to Alaska, for example. So don't forget the shipping charges, because you know what? Ammunition's heavy. It's full of lead and it costs a lot to ship it. And so why not go to a gun store that's already had it shipped to it? So that is my mini sermon on ammunition purchasing.
So you use the word mini. So I'm going to go back to my use of the word mini today, and that's my interest in horses. Here's a really interesting guy. He was recommended to us by a Patreon supporter. Fellow homesteader, fellow prepper in Western Washington. And when she found out that we were moving to Western Montana, she recommended him to us. And I watch his YouTube channel, and it's Jerry Cox. And it's Jerry with a G, G-E-R-R-Y. These are not high-produced videos at all. These are not, you know, you're going to hear the wind blowing in the microphone. But if you want some really just good, basic horsemanship, great guy over there. I watch him a lot. He just did a recent show, a series, Zoom number 1, 2, and 3, on the basics of horsemanship. And it's really interesting. Really interesting guy, if that's your thing. So recommend Jerry Cox.
Now we're going to switch over to the radios category, or I guess singular would be radio category. And there's a YouTube channel called Radio Prepper. There's a pro and a con to this site. The pro is that it's very good and it's information. It's mostly long range HF stuff. The con is the guy's from France and he's got a French accent. And I'm sorry to be so close-minded, but it's really hard for me to buy into anything when it comes at you with a French accent, like Montreal, for example, Quebec, the province of Quebec. I don't really like it just because of, you know, all the Frenchness of it. So I know I'm insulting both of our listeners in France.
So, and the three in Quebec.
And yeah, in Quebec. And it's not Quebec, it's Quebec. We actually did a show.
With a Canadian
prepper. About 3 years ago, we did prepping in different regions.
It was one of our first ones. It was within the first year.
Yeah, exactly. And we had a guy from Quebec who had some fascinating observations about prepping in Canada. We did a separate show on prepping in Canada, but prepping in Quebec in particular, because there's sort of a European mindset in Quebec, and they are not, and I'm generalizing bigly, as the president would say, they are not really all about self-reliance. I mean, all human beings want to live, so there's that. But they're not really kind of like Montana people. And it was fascinating some of the struggles this guy went through being a prepper in Quebec. So back to the substantive topic at hand, Radio Prepper is a YouTube channel I would consider if you can maybe, you know what you do is you turn on closed captioning. And then you don't have to listen to the guy and you get the information anyway.
You might get some weird AI-generated pronunciations or whatever, but whatever. Yeah. It's all good. It does it anyway.
Yeah. Well, the closed captioning's in English, which is, you know, the language God intended all of us to speak. That's a joke. It's completely ignorant.
Is it my turn yet?
It is.
Okay. So the next one I have, let's go back to bees.
Yeah. Why not?
So, you know,
from French people to bees.
Step away from your keyboard. So, of course, when you're watching bee channels, like I did for a short hot second, now you're going to get...
The algorithm.
The algorithm kicks in. And so there was a homestead, and I watched this with fascination. I can't remember which channel it was, where they had one of their beehives get aggressive. And beehives kind of take on...
It should be unlike the French.
Right. Beehives have kind of their own personality.
It's so weird.
It's weird, and yet it's fascinating. And if you ever want to see God's creation, like honeybees are amazing creatures. I totally respect that. But they don't become African killer bees, but they can become what's called Africanized, meaning aggressive. Like they will swarm you. You can't leave your home. It becomes dangerous. One of the shows that I watched on that had a couple of chickens dying, some pigs almost dying because of the swarming and the stinging that they do. I mean, bees typically swarm, but then for them to aggressively just come at you and sting you aggressively, that's Africanized. So, of course, because...
Explain what that means, because people might think you're just making fun of Africa.
Okay,
you're not.
So
it's a real thing.
It's not. Look it up. African killer bees were developed in 1957 from that country where other things have been developed at, wink, wink, the flu.
Mm-hmm.
They took over Africa, really decimated populations of plants and wildlife, and they're killer bees. They're bees that sting you aggressively and can kill you. They have slowly over the last 20 years here in the United States migrated north to the United States.
Thanks, Biden.
Yep. Not really. When I was a little girl, oh my gosh, killer bees have been found in Texas, you know, or whatever. Well, they're now effectively in the lower 48 states. So there's a channel of a guy called the Killer Bee Guy, and he is in Arizona. And this is not a channel for small children. And he will put it right at the beginning because he swears all the time. And his job, he gets called in all the time to take out Africanized bee swarms and hives because they are so dangerous. And if they smell you coming, they will swarm you and just sting you like crazy. He's interesting to watch, if anything, because his swearing is so colorful and funny. And just know, if you're going to watch him, just for the humor of it, he's like, no one should keep bees. Because here in the United States, you are asking for your little honeybees in your backyard to become genetic. Because bees intermingle. They go from swarm to swarm to swarm. And they
they're
will
swingers.
They will they share their genetics. Mm-hmm. And that's been the problem. Is
a little
that,
Tinder for bees.
Exactly. Honeybees, that Africanized genetic code that they have that was developed by humans, is getting into our natural bee system. So he's like, none of y'all should be keeping bees in your backyard. Stop it, stop it. But he also lives in a place that they are everywhere and they're very, very dangerous. So it's interesting to watch that. I think what keeps us a little bit safer here up north, bees generally, unless you've got a really bomb diggity system, don't make it through the winter. You really do have to work hard to keep them alive in the winter because the winters are so harsh. So anyway, so he's kind of just fun to watch. And it's kind of an other side of the world of bees to consider. Glenn, it's your turn.
Okay. Nutton Fancy. N-U-T-N-F-A-N-C-Y.
I love him. I've been on his show.
No, you haven't.
I think I have.
No, you haven't.
Is it the guy with the chipmunks?
That's Armed Squirrel.
Okay, never mind.
That's Armed Squirrel. Nobody goes on Nut and Fancy show because Nut and Fancy doesn't have guests.
Okay, so yeah. I got the two confused. My bad.
That's okay. Nuts, squirrels, I get it. It seems very similar. Nut and Fancy, he was actually featured in the 299 Days series where I mentioned, because everything in book one was basically true, I mentioned how I started learning about guns. And he does amazing reviews. He's a polarizing guy. Some people love him and some people hate him. The reason he's polarizing is that he's got kind of a California surf kind of voice and mannerisms. And to me, coming from the West Coast, that's no big deal. I mean, I don't like it excessively. He's not excessive, but I mean, to me, it's like how some people talk in the Western states. But some people really dislike the guy. And I don't know why. I think you need to go onto his YouTube channel and check it out. He has probably 3,500 episodes in the archives, and he will take a gun and do testing, field reviews. Some of the times he does them indoors. He calls them tabletop reviews. Sometimes he does them outside. Oh, not just guns, but also accessories, sights, things like that. And then he's a big knife guy. I'm not a knife guy. I don't dislike knives. Here's what I dislike about knives. I dislike, and this has never happened to me, but I could see it happening to me. I dislike spending $350 on a really cool knife, and then it falls out of your pocket, or you open a box and you leave it on the washing machine, and the washing machine jiggles and it falls down between the dryer and the washing machine. So now you're out $350. On a bit of a side note, I'm a huge fan of Milwaukee's box cutters, and they have a little clip, a pocket clip. It's a box cutter that pops out, and it's got a screwdriver on it, and it's not a Leatherman. You got to see it to believe it. I don't know what they're called, but just Milwaukee box cutter, you know, and then the screwdriver's got a flathead and a Phillips head. And a bottle opener, which is kind of cool. It's kind of all the stuff you really need. I love Leatherman. I have a couple of them. They're fascinating, amazing creatures. Products, I guess, would be more appropriate since they're inanimate. But that Milwaukee thing is really all you need. So Nut and Fancy does knife reviews too. And I'm entertained. I listen to them, but I'm not, you know, up on it. I don't know the different steels and the different grinds on the blades and all the other stuff. But the cool thing is, with 3,500 episodes, you can kind of pick and choose. You can say, oh, he's talking about M1As. Oh, I'm into that. And he, by the way, does not hate 1911. So, you know, there's that if you're a 1911 guy or gal, you know, you got that going for you. So Nut and Fancy. He also has a couple side channels, Lieutenant Colonel Nut and Fancy. He's a retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel. He was a pilot. And his son, Tactical Doodle, not his real name on his birth certificate, also has a side show. And Nut and Fancy does a bunch of camping stuff and goes out, you know, into the wilderness. And I know this sounds weird, but it's actually really entertaining. And his voice, again, that I don't hate, others do. His voice to me is very soothing. You can kind of fall asleep to Nut and Fancy, and it works pretty well. And he's big into motorcycles, if I didn't already mention that, which I am totally not into. I have nothing against motorcycles. You know, that's one of the things. People go, hey, you should get into, you know, fill in the blank. And I sit there and I think to myself, you know, I got a law practice. I got another big project going on. I've got a show, you know, an awesome wife that I enjoy spending time with, stuff to do around the homestead. You need to pick your hobbies, everybody. But anyway, that is all I have to say about Nut and Fancy.
That was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so my next person is Dr. Eric Berg. That's E-R-I-C, Berg, B-E-R-G. He has a great YouTube channel. Even better place to kind of check him out, too, is drberg.com. He does a lot of kind of like what he's a good partner person to look at, along with Dr. Axe, for those alternative sources for health. He's really big into keto and intermittent fasting, which is something we've done. I've done more of the fasting than you have, but keto definitely. What's interesting, and this is how you know he's a good guy, he has several of the YouTube things that he's put out there have been banned.
Mm.
So he talks about things that have been banned.
Mm.
Well, we got one up on him. We've been
shut taken down. Yeah.
Woohoo,
so, it's a contest.
At least he still has a YouTube channel. I'm sure he's over on Rumble. But
I just wanted to mention that. It's funny you bring that up because we're twins. We think alike. We've been talking about YouTube this whole time. Check out Rumble.
Yeah.
It's YouTube, except they're not censors. And so they don't shut stuff down. And virtually, I'm going to guess that many of the show names you hear, if you run them through Rumble,
they're there.
They'll probably find the show. We're on Rumble.
Oh, we're on Rumble.
We have 2,500 subscribers on Rumble.
Whenever we say these, just know I've gone over to Rumble and I've found them and I've liked them and I've made sure that I subscribe to them over there. So please, just know that I've done that, and please do the same to any of our listeners.
Yeah,
for sure.
And to the extent you can, switch your allegiance or whatever from YouTube. And it's kind of hard. You got your browsing history and there's the algorithms that some of the time actually send you stuff that you're interested in.
Yeah, like the killer bee guy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Think what it takes to get killer bees in your algorithm.
Gotta be Shelby.
Yeah.
So going back to it, but Dr. Berg's very interesting on that whole, the health benefits of keto, clean lifestyle, good dieting, alternative medicines and alternative things, much like, you know, I've talked about this a whole lot. Totally recommend him. He has an online course, blah, 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 blah. But his YouTube videos and probably Rumble, really great, like, almost like podcasty. He'll have a microphone on talking to a camera, and it's kind of that almost very podcasty like.
He doesn't have any of the producer.
Nope, he doesn't. But he does a good job. He's got some bomb diggity equipment. He does really well. So I encourage you to check it out, especially for health stuff. Dr. Berg, super cool guy. So what do you got?
I have an amazing YouTube, maybe Rumble channel that sounds dumb, but is actually really cool. And it's about MREs. Yes, there's an entire channel devoted to MREs. It's Steve 1989 MRE Info. And by the way, I would note that you can tell somebody started a YouTube channel and didn't think it was going to be huge because they started off with a name like Steve 1989 MRE Info, probably for their first show. They didn't really think out. I mean, you could do something like MRE Academy or something, or MRE University, that'd probably be a better name. But hey, you didn't tune in to hear us tell you what we think YouTube channel should be named. Steve 1989 MRE Info. He goes and tests different MREs and gives you all kinds of information on them. And I know it sounds weird, but he does about 45-minute shows. I have never clicked off the show halfway through. Mm-hmm. It is always fascinating. You learn so many things. And he tries it. He eats it on the air. And he also has a bit of a California patter to him. And that turns off some people. But here's what's really crazy. I never thought this would be interesting, but lo and behold, it is. He does MRE reviews from other countries. I'm like,
oh, wow.
Why would I care about a Latvian winter ration? Well, I can't explain why it's so interesting.
It's fascinating, though.
But
you
it is.
Listen for another hour, yeah.
And when you see how other countries do their MREs and how they structure them and what they have in them, and he tries them out, he eats them. It's, okay, surprisingly interesting. But think about it just on the pure, like, prepping educational level. If you want to know absolutely everything about American MREs, the different menu packages and some of the accessories and all of, and some of the nutritional stuff about them, highly recommend Steve 1989 MRE Info.
So I'm looking at my list, Glenn. We have only a couple more minutes here. We're definitely going to take this mm-hmm. into the after show.
Oh, we're going to do that.
Oh, you got it.
You know it.
So one of the ones I want to talk about, and again, this goes to the herbal medicine, that whole world that I've been in for the last couple of years. By the way, I stopped and thought about this. How thankful I am to our Patreons for mm-hmm. kind of turning me onto this and helping me kind of launch this whole interest that I have now of herbal medicine, alternatives to store-bought things, and I just appreciate that. So one of the things that came out of that, you've heard me talk about this an awful lot, Rosemary Gladstar is the rock star of the herbal medicine, herbal tincture, herbal alternative world. She has a YouTube channel, I haven't checked out Rumble, that for a long, because she's kind of a reclusive person. She's not a YouTuber. In the, you know, going out there and getting...
Not a Kardashian
influencer.
No,
she's not going to put herself in front of a camera. But she's kind of, somebody has helped her kind of do the uplift to a YouTube channel called Rosemary Gladstar's Science of Art of Herbalism. It's kind of a long, just look her up. And it's nothing where she's going out in her garden and showing you how to pick something. It's all of the times when she goes on someone else's show or someone else's podcast that they put all of her, those interviews on that YouTube channel. So you're not going to see her do a how-to. You're going to see her discussing something with another guest or another host of another show. Kind of interesting, especially if you know, are interested in hearing straight from the master's mouth. She's the one that really popularized this in the United States. You've heard me talk about that. So kind of interesting to watch. And it's kind of something that's, you can tell is still kind of in the making because I don't see her putting herself out there on TikTok or anything crazy like that. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to continue this discussion in the after show. Shelby, why don't you take us out with your now famous quote?
Yes. Well, it was famous before me from Benjamin Franklin. Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. Wish you guys a wonderful week.
You've been listening to Prepping 2.0 with authors Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. All the information you've heard today, including all our previous shows, is online at prepping2-0.com. Find out more about Glenn's books at 299days.com and Shelby's books at agreatstate.com. Learn about the latest book they authored together at foodpreps2-0.com. Until next time, be smart, be safe, and be prepared.